Most of us have seen the Harry Potter films, and millions have read the books. But how many of you know how these books came to be? How many of you know the origins of J.K. Rowling and the magical world that she created all those years ago? Until the age of 31, Rowling was a single mother living on welfare payments and training as a teacher while desperately trying to get her first book on the shelf, using every spare moment that she had available to keep writing. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, or Sorcerer's Stone for those of you in America. After finishing her first manuscript, Jo mailed the first three chapters to different publishing houses. The first book in the Harry Potter series was rejected by 12 different publishing houses before Bloomsbury accepted it. At every point of Joanne's journey, she faced her struggle head-on, dealing with divorce, raising a young child on her own whilst balancing a job and finding time to write. She never gave up. Even after being told that she would have to use the name J.K. Rowling instead of Joanne on her books, as an obvious female author would not appeal to a large part of the target market. Against all of this, J.K. is now a worldwide best-selling author, and her books are a large part of many people's lives. People of all ages still enjoy the books and films today. Every moment that was made magical to us and our children through the world that she created is all thanks to the mind of J.K. Rowling and her persistence. With everything that she faced, Jo could have given up at any point. Imagine having 12 publishers tell you that your writing isn't good enough, that your book would never sell. Yet she held out, and the 13th publishing house finally said yes. Just moments from success, she could have been deterred from her path. Persistence and determination are the key to success. Many people, when faced with an obstacle, will simply give up, will stop chasing success or following their dreams because it's too difficult, because they are tired of putting in the hard work and pushing themselves. At any point, you could be moments away from success, so never give up. I'll say it again, never give up. But you're not here to hear about an author. You're here to learn how to make your millions. So why rank and rent? For many people today, renting a property is the only option they have available. Large-scale property rental has always been a profitable market, but is reserved for those that already have the capital available to purchase these properties and rent them out. Though property is not always something as grand as a house or an apartment, thanks to the internet and the ability to create online, becoming an owner and landlord has simplified over the years. Digital real estate is exactly that, becoming a landlord of your online property. Thanks to those with a little extra know-how, your monthly income can be made up of building websites for others, creating websites of your own and seeking out those that would rent it from you, or building up websites to sell them on for your fortune. In the next chapter, I will teach you how to enter the world of digital real estate and how to get rich with digital real estate. Action points. Who can you think of that achieved something great against every issue that they faced? How easy would it have been for them to give up? Why didn't they? Can you apply the same perseverance?